The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, really interesting. Primary school children usually feel happy and safe, but those positive emotions about themselves tend to decrease as they get older, a new study has found. And to explain more about this, I am joined by Leslie Shoemaker, counselling psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin. Good morning to you, Leslie. This is really interesting. So this is, we have lots of these happy, you know, carefree kids growing up around the country. And then they're still preteen, pre-secondary school, pre-adolescence, really. But something seems to shift in them. Can you explain this?
Sure. And thanks for having me. You know, look at kids. They're happy. I love walking by playgrounds. There's lots of screaming and yelling and laughter. Life is a lot more simpler for kids. And also their awareness, their environment is more focused on things like friendships and their family and things like that. So mm-hmm. as you get older, you start becoming more aware of things. Also, you know, the increase of schoolwork as the kids go on, the pressures will start to build. But the report highlights some really interesting trends because it's looking at kids pre-COVID and post-COVID, which is also an important thing to note.
Okay, and what is the difference pre and post-COVID?
Well, it's really interesting. They're finding kids are more positive. Primary school kids are more positive about school at the moment, about being in school. And they suspect that's probably because they're not in remote learning. They're in class, they're with their friends. Teachers and educators are working really hard at creating a positive educational environment for them. And I think that that's really positive in that regard. How long that's going to last, that's a different story.
Is there a reason why age is this is my own little potted theory, Leslie, you can shoot it down as much as you want. But is it that one of the hardest things to navigate as a human is interpersonal stuff? And as you become more adult, and I mean, you could be 10, 11. Obviously, I don't mean you're an adult, but you're moving in that direction. Interpersonal stuff becomes more to the fore of what you're about. Socializing, all that kind of stuff becomes a little bit more to the fore. Is it that? Is it that it's just adolescence is tricky to navigate, and this is the start of it?
Absolutely. I would agree with you. Although, again, for younger kids, because their lives are, you know, again, much more simpler. They're not worrying about bills and what they're wearing and, you know, all those different social pressures that we all experience as we get older. Friendships are really important to them. And so, you know, when the study shows that younger kids are reporting more instances of bullying than older kids, which is really, really interesting. But one of the theories they're proposing is it because it's more okay to talk about it now? The kids are starting to name this. And by the way, when they're talking about bullying, they're talking about kids talking about them behind their backs, about being excluded, fighting, you know, very normal life experiences. So their viewpoint of this is going to be quite black and white. It's going to be quite broad in that respect. I think as we get older, we become more nuanced in okay. how we look at things.
Look, thank you very much. Oh, sorry. Leslie?
I was going to say, just real quick about the apprenticeship. As somebody who, you know, has been in that area, that space a long time, I definitely agree with your listeners who are talking about the value of apprenticeships. And it's great that we're starting to move in that direction.
Ah, look, thank you for that, Leslie. And thank you for speaking to us this morning on that and indeed on that report into childhood. That is Leslie Shoemaker, their counselling psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.